As we heard earlier, there was an anti-nuclear protest in Tokyo today. The ongoing radiation leaks from the crippled Fukushima plant have caused many around the globe to reconsider nuclear power. That's certainly the case in India. Here's how a group of 50 scientists, academics, and activists there put it. The Japanese nuclear crisis is a wake-up call for India. The group is calling for a moratorium on new nuclear projects in their country. India's galloping economy is hungry for energy, and the government has plans to build many new reactors. The goal is that by 2050, a quarter of the country's energy needs will be covered by nuclear power. That would be up from just 3% right now. New York Times correspondent Vikas Bajaj is in Bangalore, India. He says the Indian government is facing stiff resistance to its nuclear plans.
People are saying, let's pause. Let's rethink this. Let's rethink the pace of our development. Let's think about the size of our developments and figure out that these new reactors that we're building are safe and are safe for Indian conditions, not just in general.
Let's focus for a moment on the protests in Jaitapur. That's where India's government essentially took more than 2,000 acres of land from local farmers to build six nuclear reactors. It would be the biggest nuclear power plant proposed anywhere in the world. What's the latest on that plan, and has that turned into a national debate?
Yeah, so that's become the center point of the debate in the country right now because it is the biggest proposal in the world and, of course, in India. And it is also a very large project for a small area. The government says that it's still going to go on, that it's within its rights, it hasn't done anything illegal. But the number of people that are coming out against this project suggests that there will have to be some changes, there will have to be some compromises, because the local people there are very opposed to it. They don't want this project to happen.
So you've got the government taking land away from people for these plants. There's also the environmental problems. What do you do with the nuclear waste and what happens in the event of an accident? There's also the liability issue in India. There's this law that allows nuclear plants that have a failure or some accident to hold the builders of those plants responsible. And in the case of some of these new plants, a number of them are being built by American companies like General Electric. How has that played into the debate?
Yeah, so the American companies at the moment are saying we're not going to enter the Indian market until this liability issue is worked out in our favor. GE doesn't want to be held liable for any accident that occurs down the road. So, you know, you take the example of what happened in Japan. If the Indian liability law was in practice in Japan, GE, which built those reactors that are now in trouble, would be responsible for paying damages to the people of Japan if it is found that, you know, some fault of the GE technology was responsible for the catastrophe. So GE is at the moment staying away from India. They really want to be here, but at the same time, they want the liability laws changed.
India is no doubt a major emerging power with huge energy needs. I'm just wondering if you can quantify what those needs are going to be, and is there any alternative to nuclear power to satisfying those needs?
There is wind, there's biomass, there's solar, there's hydropower. India is already a big user of hydropower. About 20% of its power comes from dams. One sort of stark statistic that stands out is that 40% of Indian people, mostly living in the villages, do not have an electricity connection. So they're reliant on kerosene for lighting, for instance, or to cook their food. So it's not just a question of building more power plants, but you also have to string the wire to every home and every hut before you can sort of address that 40%.
Well, Vikas, we'll leave it there. Vikas Bajaj, the New York Times correspondent in India. Thank you very much.
Thank you.